A US sports update for TGI Fridays, home of the legendary NFL Super Bowl party.
Yeah, Steve Salisbury's our man, 21 past 7. Let's talk NFL. We've got the conference finals on today. Packers and the Falcons on at the moment, 7-0. We have the Falcons leading Steelers and Patriots a little bit later on this morning. Steve Salisbury joins us. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, Steve.
Now, just for the uninitiated, Steve, just school us in how this works. These are the two conference finals, the two winners going through to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. You started with six teams in each conference starting the playoffs. They seed them 1 through 6. Seeds 1 and 2 have the first weekend off. 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5. The winners play the following week. The winner of 1 goes and plays 1. The winner of the other goes and plays 2. Those two games occurred last weekend, and then the winners play in the conference championship, and that's what we have today. So you've got Atlanta entertaining Green Bay right now, started at 7 a.m. Atlanta has a 7-0 lead, and then probably around 10:30 our time, the AFC championship game, New England will be hosting Pittsburgh, and the winner of that game will be going to their 9th Super Bowl. Both teams have been to 8, and that will be an NFL record.
Interesting just to watch this drive here from Green Bay here, Steve. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just in some rare form at the moment. They've had 8 wins on the trot, but Matt Ryan, what a great way for him to start with, 14 plays, I think, for 80 yards.
Yeah, that was a really good drive by them. They used the first 6.5 minutes of the clock. Just good drive. A lot of what they've done through the year, I think they had 4 or 5 first downs on that drive alone. So the Falcons, there's a lot of different things you could say about the teams that are in the playoffs right now. You could say Green Bay's the hottest team. You could say Pittsburgh maybe has one of the best players in Le'Veon Bell. You could say that the Patriots are kind of the one team that with Tom Brady, they're always in it. But Atlanta has the best offense in the NFL, and there's some thought. I picked Green Bay to win this game, and I picked New England to win the later game. But when you look at this, their offense is so good, Atlanta, and they have been all season long. They're the one team of the four that really hasn't gotten a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. And part of that is their history. They've been to 1 Super Bowl. In the franchise history, they've never really been able to get over the hump, and this is a perfect hump that they need to get over if they're going to get the respect that they probably really believe they deserve.
Steve, Jordy Nelson's back for Green Bay. He's just taken 2 catches in a row. So how important is he for Aaron Rodgers? He's always his number one go-to man.
I tell you what, we saw with the way that he's very important to answer the question. It's every quarterback needs his best receiver on the field to be at his best. But, they were able to go into Dallas last weekend and beat a very good Dallas team without Jordy Nelson because he's got broken ribs. So, I don't know, Cam, if you've ever broken a rib, but it's one of the more painful injuries. Okay, it's one of the more painful injuries you can sustain. And it's not just the pain. It's not when you get hit where you feel the pain, but every time you breathe because you're moving that area that's been fractured. So, like how long? Yeah, you're right. He hit him 2 times in a row, and he's bounced up both times. But at what point does somebody, put a shoulder into his ribs to see to make him wince a little bit? So, if I'm the pack, I'm looking to use the other players and not rely too much on Jordy Nelson. But that's a good thing about Green Bay. They've got so many weapons, and it starts with their quarterback. Like you said before, he's in rare form, Aaron Rodgers. And that's really the reason I choose them, because he's having one of those streaks that you see from time to time where quarterbacks, everything the guy touches turns to gold. And, he turns plays that look like they're broken into Super Bowls, and he's done it his entire career. There's a real knack for getting it done, and I'm banking on that today.
Steve Salisbury has joined us. Let's talk about the next game, the Steelers and the Patriots, Steve. And if Pittsburgh wins, it'll all be about Jordan Berry here in Australia. He's the only Aussie out of these 4 teams that could make it through to the Super Bowl. Before we talk about the game, tell us a bit about Jordan Berry and how important he is and how much we might see of him.
Well, so I guess the interesting thing about the position punter, and there have been several Australians who played that position, it all started with Darren Bennett, Ben Graham played it as well. It's that they can get you out of a bind. The punter can get you out of a bind. So if you're deep in your own territory and you have a 4th down, they'll get, they're the ones who kick the ball out to save you from turning the ball over to the opposition. So he's done really well. Jordan Berry has. He's one of the better punters in the game. But he's just like a lot of guys who just, you know, they grew up playing footy and they've just got this knack for kicking the ball. Because I'll tell you what, growing up in the U.S., you don't kick the ball. You throw the ball. So if you go to the beach, you don't see people kicking the ball around. You see people throwing the ball around. And it's just he's one of those guys who's taken advantage of an opportunity. The American teams look to these Australians to do the punting oftentimes, and he's making the most of his opportunity. So, yeah, I guess Australian audiences may find Pittsburgh the team they'd like to win on the basis of Jordan Berry being on that team.
Le'Veon Bell, running back for Pittsburgh Steelers. You mentioned him before, Steve. He's averaging 168 yards over this postseason, which is just completely out of this world. Do they just stick with their running game today, Pittsburgh, or they got to go to the air?
Well, I'll tell you, it depends, really. I mean, the one good thing about it's a very good question. It's good knowledge, Cam. Le'Veon Bell has been the best running back in all football, and he arguably he's the most impactful player for any team. I mean, you could argue Aaron Rodgers is, but Le'Veon Bell's been great. And that what they've done, the nice thing about having a good running back is if you've got a good running back like they do, the Steelers, that opens up the pass, because if you continue to give the ball to Le'Veon Bell, the defense has to look at the running back, and they've got to focus guys on the field at stopping him. And what that does is that opens it up on the outside. Pittsburgh can go either way, because they've got Antonio Brown, who's arguably the best receiver in football. I think they're going to go, and they're going to go with Le'Veon Bell because that's what got them there. But it'll be interesting to see what have the Patriots defense, what have they done to stop him? Because that's one good thing about Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots, is he always finds a way to stop what the other team does well. So if, and that's what been one of the secrets to their success, it'll be very interesting to see how do they deal with Le'Veon Bell? Because if Le'Veon Bell can get off and get a few good runs, that absolutely gives Pittsburgh a real shot in this game.
How much does Antonio Brown need a big game after what he did last week, Steve?
Tell you what, if you're Antonio Brown, what you're talking about is he went into the locker room and did a no-no. He basically Facebooked live the scene from the locker room. And
you know,
really shouldn't do, because it gives grist to the mill for, you know, the Patriots, because there is some choice things said about the Patriots in there. Yeah, he would like to score. You'd like Antonio to maybe have 10 catches, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns to rectify that. I think if he does have a big game, it'll all be forgiven. But I'll tell you what, if he comes out and he stinks it up, similar to what the Giants receiver Odell Beckham did a couple weeks ago after, you know, going down to Miami midweek and parting, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny and he's going to catch a lot of grief. I think a lot for me, that game comes down to coaching, because coaching is a big part of this. And Belichick is the best coach of the modern era, arguably the best football coach of all time. And he's just hit with those teams. He just finds a way of getting it done. They're playing at home. I'm not so sure about Mike Tomlin, the Steelers coach. I don't think he's as good a coach as everyone says. And I think they'll just have a way of stopping Le'Veon Bell.
Thanks, Steve, for that for TGI Fridays. We'll hear more of Steve for the next couple of weeks.